Stop judging that you may not be judged, and the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. There's many, I suppose, wrong ways to understand this. And the right way to understand it has to be within the context of this Sermon on the Mount. I suppose one way to understand this is, you're okay, I'm okay. But that's a misunderstanding if, in fact, we look at what Jesus has just been saying. When it comes to the sense of right and wrong, he's just raised the bar. He says, you've heard it said, thou shalt not kill. But he says, those who are angry will be answerable. So anybody who's listening to his sermon walks away saying, wow, we're less okay than we thought. But that doesn't give us much comfort, does it? The second way to misunderstand it, I suppose, would be that if I'm judgmental, God's going to treat me the same way. If I'm unforgiving, he's not going to forgive me. But that's not in accord with what Jesus has just gone through either. He says God makes the sun shine on the good and the bad, on the just and the unjust. Love your enemies, bless your persecutors, to be good to those who aren't good to you. So obviously God isn't going to treat me bad just because I'm bad. He's going to still be good to me. And so what is this all about? I'm not sure, but I'm going to take a stab at it. The habit of judging others entrenches my soul into the impossibility of receiving the forgiveness of God and others. By choosing to judge others, especially in a habitual way, I'm choosing to really limit my ability to receive forgiveness, to receive mercy. And so by refusing to judge others is a choice to cultivate the great art of forgiveness, the divine art of forgiveness. And it seems to me, dear people, that that happens by growing in a self-identification that you're like me and I'm like you. And that communion, that identification happens right there. That was done for every one of us. And so, but for the grace of God, go I, go you, go everyone. And so let us live that today, where we have a movement to judge. Let's refuse that and turn to the movement of forgiveness, of needing to be forgiven, and so to share that with others.